Welcome to 2026 and the brave new world of agriculture, next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. I'm going to start this new year by doing something I've never done before, a seven-part series. It features Jacob Shapiro from New Orleans, a geopolitical analyst, consultant, and speaker who gave a recent presentation at the South Dakota Farmers Union State Convention.
One thing that I keep hearing over and over at agricultural events this year is that we are in a downturn, that times are rough, but that this cycle too shall pass, and like all the previous times in history, things will be better on the other side. But I'm here to tell you that I don't think we are going through a cyclical downturn. I think we are going through a fundamental structural change in how global agricultural markets work.
Shapiro predicts we'll have a populist government in Washington for the next few years. What does that mean?
When you have populists in office, all they care about is lower food prices. There is nothing in the Constitution that says American citizens are entitled to life, liberty, and cheap beef. That's not the deal. If American food producers are going to do well, American consumers are going to have to pay higher prices. And they will whine, and they will complain, and they'll still buy because they want to put food on the table.
Shapiro says farm production advances starting in the 1920s pushed the country to prioritize food exports, and it's been that way ever since. More on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.